الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وقال عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وبعد، Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of this deen of Islam, and through the core ni'mah and favor of Islam, there emanates innumerable favors of Allah Ta'ala that are the sole adherence to those injunctions of Allah Azza wa Jal, the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal to be implemented, and to make every effort to abstain from the prohibitions of this beautiful and pure deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then so kindly and compassionately, the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar, where we fall short in practical terms, provided we do not try and justify our wrong. Humility, acknowledgement, and feeling shame for it. Those doors of Tawbah are open at all times. The only time it closes upon a believer is on the Sakarat, when the angels of death come to take that person's ruh or the soul on the eternal journey of the hereafter, or when the sun will rise in the west, one of the major signs just prior to Qiyamah. And Allah Ta'ala very kindly, compassionately, has made us in the ummah of his beloved Habib Sayyiduna Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala in his entire creation, that great being whom after the coming of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person can never attain eternal salvation in the hereafter, of eternal protection from the fire of Jahannam, except that that person believes in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the final messenger of Allah Ta'ala, and formally enters the fold of Islam after knowing and hearing about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of those actions that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam laid great emphasis upon was doing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, this noble action that Allah Azza wa Jal not just commands it, but commands and praises those who do so in great abundance. In fact, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, remember Allah Azza wa Jal so abundantly, so excessively, that people will term you as a munafiq or somebody who has gone insane. In the ayat of Quran recited in the opening khutbah, Allah Azza wa Jal commands emphatically, O those who have believed, remember Allah Azza wa Jal and do so in abundance, do so excessively, and mention the purity and the perfection of Allah Ta'ala. Say Subhanallah morning and evening. Look at, just from the light of the Quran Azim, the great virtue and the benefit of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, after emphatically and clearly commanding it, at another juncture where Allah Azza wa Jal mentions various outstanding qualities and separately mentions males and females in each one of them, those who submit in totality to Allah Ta'ala, males and females, those who believe with conviction in Allah and all that Allah wants us to believe in, males and females, and many other qualities, those who humbly and devoutly obey Allah Ta'ala, males as well as females, those who give sadaqah, those who fast, those who travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, those who do sadaqah in abundance, those who pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, male and female amongst other qualities, those who guard their chastity, males as well as females, and right at the ending, last of them, but the only one that has attached to it once again abundance, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, those males and females who remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance who do so excessively. For these qualities Allah Ta'ala promises, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for them complete forgiveness of all their past sins and an immense and a great reward. So once again, not just remembering Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala praises with the objective noun, male as well as female, who do so in abundance. We know one of the critical junctures, one of the noblest actions in Islam is that of jihad. When a person faces death with his jaws in front of a person, at that juncture Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And at this point, let us salute. Let us never ever forget the selfless sacrifices of those noble sons and daughters of the Ummah in many, many places who are striving with the most dear thing to them, their lives, be it in Syria, around the cities of Halab, the atrocities of the Rawafid and the Shia, unparalleled levels never seen in the Ummah in our times, be it as we've seen in the last week in the Jenin refugee camp in Palestine, in the West Bank, and many other places in the world, and one that stands out in Afghanistan, two superpowers who no longer enjoyed the title of a superpower after Allah Azza wa Jal had humiliated them at the hands of the noble and the valiant mujahideen of the Ummah, who had brought them crumbling to their knees physically and financially. So Allah Azza wa Jal commands, when you meet the enemy in the battlefield, فَثْبُتُوا, the adab, the etiquettes are mentioned, remain steadfast. Amongst the major sins is to flee from the battlefield. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Furthermore, Allah Ta'ala also says, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not dispute and argue and quarrel between yourselves. It will weaken your spirit and your strength. Wasbiru, remain steadfast, remain resilient, exercise patience. But one great command, and the only one again, that Allah Ta'ala says at that time, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance, even at that critical juncture, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, for thereby you will attain every form of lasting success. So look at the emphasis on dhikr of Allah Ta'ala at that critical juncture, the night before that day that Allah Ta'ala terms Yawm al-Furqan, the day that was a clear distinction between the party of haqq, of truth, and batil, falsehood, the day of the Battle of Badr, 313 Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, on the day of Jumu'ah, 17th of Ramadan in the second year of Hijrah, the night preceding it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent a major portion in dua, in humbling himself in the court of Allah Ta'ala, deep supplication that, O Allah, if this Jama'ah is destroyed, you will not be worshipped on earth. And the famous and very, very powerful dua that we try and learn, include it in our du'as, in our optional salah, in sajdas, in our sunnah, nafal salah, before salam, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith, O the ever-living, O the one who keeps everything in existence, I beg and beseech you your special mercy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read this dua every morning after the Fajr Salah, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, an all-encompassing dua, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Where Allah Azza wa Jal praises those who are men in the true and the full sense of the word. What are their qualities? La tulhihim tijaratun wa la bay'un an dhikrillah wa iqami as-salah wa ita'i az-zakah. Trade, business, involvement in acquiring sustenance may engross a person, but those who are the perfect and the true believers are not deterred, they do not become negligent because of that. From what? From the remembrance of Allah, from the establishment of salah, and the payment of zakah. So even at that time, while being in trade, occupation, profession, remembering Allah Ta'ala is a very praiseworthy quality. Furthermore, we Allah Azza wa Jal prohibits two evils, two scourges that ravages individuals, families, homes, entire communities, fabric is wrenched apart. Two ills that Allah Ta'ala from up front tells us the harms. Alcohol, liquor, and by extension all forms of substance abuse and gambling. Allah Azza wa Jal when prohibiting it says that amongst other things, the two of these, gambling and alcohol, by extension, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anything that intoxicates falls in the same command. What does Allah Ta'ala say about it, the harms of it? Rijasum min amali shaitan. They are filth from the un. And therefore the plea, the humble plea is, to one and all, and especially our youth, never temper and play with that. Most lifetime addicts say the biggest mistake was that first pull, the first sniff. It is either peer pressure, it is company, it is a delusion that that will take away all my worries and problems, that will give me energy, that will make me feel good. The biggest mistake is that first pull or sniff, because in its nature it is addictive. So Allah Ta'ala says they are filled from the actions of shaitan, wine and gambling. And if you want success, then there is only one way to refrain and stay away from it. And then Allah Ta'ala tells us further harms. And so true is the word of Allah Ta'ala in practical experience. Shaitan uses these two, alcohol, liquor, and gambling, as a means of creating hatred and enmity in families, in communities, in blood ties. Al-adawata wal-baghda. He creates despisement, hatred, and enmity by its means. And then look at the importance once again of dhikr and salah. وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. And one of the harms of both of these is that they debar, they deprive you, they are deterrent from the establishment of salah and from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala once again. We know that salah, and Allah Ta'ala says, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ, that this is great advice being tendered. Will you refrain? Will you stay away from them? So time and again, at various junctures in the Quran Azim, we look at the different angles, the critical juncture of jihad, when males and females are praised with different qualities, the only one that has attached to it is that they do so in abundance. And you will find it, the Quran Azim, the ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, replete with the various virtues of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala honors Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam, his honorary title is Kalimullah, he had the honor of conversing with Allah Ta'ala. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. When Allah commands salah, Allah Ta'ala says, do so for my remembrance. One of the great benefits of salah is that strong and deep connection with Allah Ta'ala, but again here, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And subhanallah, the Quran Azim is filled with many other benefits from different angles of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. A sahabi once comes and asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioning various noble actions, jihad, those who spend in the way of Allah Ta'ala, knowledge, and various other qualities. And then he asks that of them, each one, each category, saying, who are the best of them in this category? And again the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, those who while doing these noble actions remember Allah Ta'ala the most will be the most noble within that category of those noble qualities. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once says to Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, Ala unabbi'ukum, should I not inform you, bi khayri amalikum, of that which is the best of all your actions, that should bring alive that enthusiasm, invigorating us, that we want to attentively listen to what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, firstly saying, Allah, should I not inform that which is the best of all your actions, wa azkaha inda malikikum, which is the purest to your Lord, to Allah Azza wa Jal, wa arfa'iha fi darajatikum, that it propels and elevates your status more than anything else, And it is better for you than spending gold and silver in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And even better than the noble action of jihad, of striving in the way of Allah Ta'ala. A sahabi once comes to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says that my brother has gone out in jihad. So what can I do staying back home that can equate to him? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says you can never equate to him. He says and implores and begs on numerous occasions that please do tell me. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says when your brother had left home, then you fast every single day and you go into the masjid and continuously engage in the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala till he returns, maybe somewhat. He says, I can never do that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, did I not tell you, you cannot equate to him. But here, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also says that the best of your actions, the most noble, the most pure to Allah Azza wa Jal, elevates your status better than anything else, and is even better for you than striving in the way of Allah, the noble action that is under normal circumstances, obviously for necessity and action of dire need to the ummah becomes more virtuous. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is told by Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu, please do inform us. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Dhikrullah, it is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radhiyallahu anhu is a Sahabi who was very dear leader of the Ansar, the tribe of the Aus, very dear to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is Sa'd bin Mu'adh radhiyallahu ta'ala. The incident of that Mu'adh bin Jabal radhiyallahu anhu, very dear to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has the honor that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, on the Qasam of Allah, I love you for the pleasure of Allah. What an accolade this is. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam trusted him to send him off as the governor and the teacher to the people of Yemen. And he says the last words, and can we imagine the sadness in his heart knowing that this is probably the last time I will see the most dear of creation. It may be that when I return, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is no longer. And he says very fondly, the last words on which I departed from Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was sent off to Yemen, and I asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a question, that of all actions, which are the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, أَنْتَمُوتَ وَلِسَانُكَ رَطَبًا مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. See to it that when death comes to you, your tongue is moist with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. See to it that when death comes to you, your tongue is moist. In other words, do dhikr of Allah daily, regularly, so excessively, with such profound love. At the time of death, only that comes out, which a person is naturally inclined towards. And let us always beg Allah for a good end. This morning, the brother responsible for janazah salah had phoned about a janazah in one of the nearby areas. Subhanallah, the marhum, how fortunate, he had just come back yesterday from Hajj. Came home, and a mere 2 hours after reaching home, on the night of Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with his death, like a newborn baby. So see to it that when death comes, your tongue is naturally engrossed in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu lived out this in his end moments, deep communication with Allah Azza wa Jal. We know Jannah is that place, such favors, such ni'mas, no eye has seen, no ear has heard of. With perpetuating enjoyment, a person will never die and lose those favors. One will never be expelled from Jannah. A person will never get bored in Jannah. And the only thing that will cause regret and remorse to the people of Jannah is this dunya, to recite, to make dhikr of Allah, and did not do so. So abundant la ilaha illallah, most virtuous form of dhikr. Subhanallah, is such a short form of dhikr. It is the tasbih of the entire creation. By its means, Allah gives rizq to the entire creation. Nobody will come with better actions than the one who had read the same or more than that person. And if recited 100 times, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Allah forgives our sins, even though they are as numerous as the foam in the ocean. Istighfar in abundance, Durood Sharif in abundance, third kalima. Let us make this part and parcel of our daily lives. Wallah, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala entrenches the deep muhabbat and love with Allah Azza wa Jal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Request from the brothers, we know that there is on the various social media groups, etc., a request for brothers to approve of the road closure of the Ingalele Road, the masjid, the road in front of the masjid, for the night time between 6 at night to 6 in the morning, inshallah. So approvals are required for that, inshallah. Let us click on it and put our approval forward, inshallah, for the benefit of the salah, the masjid, with future long-term hopes, inshallah, of things bettering in that regard. Also, humble appeal once again, inshallah, that we open up our hearts, show our love for Allah Ta'ala by committing by spending of that wealth that a person has earned through halal means, spending it in one of the most noble causes, the house of Allah Ta'ala and the madrasa. Let us donate generously, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على سائر نعمه وإفضاله ونعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى فإن الله عز وجل قد قال وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله لغفور رحيم ومن أبواب الشكر كثرة ذكر الله عز وجل وهو عمل قد أكد الله عز وجل عليها من نواحي عديدة في القرآن العظيم قائلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وقال والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما وقال عز وجل رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه آخر كلام فارقت عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قلت أي الأعمال أحب إلى الله عز وجل فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أن تموت ولسانك رطب من ذكر الله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين، خصوصا عن أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا سيما خديجة الكبرى وعائشة الصديقة وبقية بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وبقية العشرة المبشرة، وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنهم، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم، وردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى والمساجد كلها في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها بقدرتك وفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Filling the gaps in the surface in front of us. Once we're in the surface, stand as close as possible. Filling in the gap between our shoulders. One of the means of unity in the Ummah is to stand as close as possible in Salah in a straight line, ensuring that the hills are in a straight line. أَتِمُّوا صُفُوفَكُمْ وَصُدُّوا الْخَلَلْ تَقَارَبُوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله 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 استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم ارحم موتانا، اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. InshaAllah, there will be a brother taking shahada after the remaining salah. There will be a brother entering the fold of Islam taking shahada after the remaining salah.